loss for people who love his music, but I'm sorry for the loss of your friend, Martin Fay.
That's right, poor old Martin. I got mad. Martin came and sort of joined with us in the early 60s. You know, I had the band going at that stage, but I drafted him into it because I loved his tone, and I wanted somebody with a tone like that and interpretation of some of the beautiful airs to be part of the band.
What is it about his tone?
He was classically trained, of course, and he played in some little orchestras and that sort of stuff, and you probably read about him, Paganini, when he heard him playing. He said, I must take up the fiddle, you know, which he did.
He'd seen the magic bow, and he was in love with the classical music.
And he took to that. And then, you know, we sort of persuaded him to go over to our halfway anyway, to our side. He never considered himself a great traditional, you know, with the reels and jigs and stuff, although he played them all. His beautiful air playing was great, and that's what I loved about Martin and his stuff. But he was also a great character. I mean, he was so funny. He kept us entertained for many years.
You know, he's. I've seen. Well, the first time I saw you all, the Chieftains play was in the 70s, and of course, you were, the original band was then. Yeah. And his sense of humor was really quite something, wasn't it? He was aside all the time. Even his face, he could make you laugh.
That's right. He was. You know, he should have been a comedian, for heaven's sake. I mean, when we took photographs, you see photographs of the band. Everybody's breaking up laughing, and Martin is. Serious face, because he's the one that's had to be, you know, with his sly remarks and his funny remarks, or after telling a joke or snagging somebody, you know. And that's what he was, you know. He was just incredible in that way. And he used to draw perfectly beautiful Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck, you know. That was his thing, you know. He was just a very funny fellow. We miss him, you know, and he was a good, great friend of mine there for all those years. You know?
And you travelled so much together. What was that like, travelling with Martin?
Well, Martin was always there, and he was totally reliable, you know, and sometimes he'd sort of fall behind. Where's Martin? But he'd have it all sussed. He was totally in control, you know. We used to have great old times, and maybe after a concert, we'd always have a little jucadoris or drink for the road, as we call it. And if Martin was around, well, he'd start telling stories, and they just go on for hours. He'd keep you up, you know, and never repeated himself. I don't know where he got it from, you know. He was just, and his interpretation of other people, he's a great mimic in that way. But, that was all in the background there. But, you know, he was wonderful. He used to come out to when I was starting up the band in the 60s there, he came out to my mother's house, and he was always very entertaining. Great character.
When was the last time you performed with Martin?
That was 10 years ago. That was the last time, and I tried to get him. We had a huge concert where we had, you know, Carnegie Hall this year, and we had the Albert Hall in London, but we had a massive big concert in Dublin and in June of this year, and we brought out of retirement Sean Potts and Michael Tubridy, now sort of in their 80s, early 80s, in fact, you know, and they came on stage and played, and I was hoping Martin would be able to do it, but he just wasn't up to it, you know. He was just too ill. But his wife, Grania, who's a world champion Irish dancer, and his son, Fergal, they came along, and Fergal did a bit of a dance, you know, so joined in the dancing as part of our show. But it was a pity, yeah, Martin didn't quite make it. You know?
We're going to play a selection of music. What would you suggest?
I think one of the lovely air that... it comes from the west, from the south of Ireland, from Munster, County Munster, and it's called Taistil na Blán, which that's the Gaelic for travelling through Blarney, and there's nothing to do with the old Blarney. I mean, this is the place itself, like you kiss the Blarney Stone, you know, and it's quite a touristy spot, but it's magnificent, gorgeous, peaceful scenery. and I could see Martin up on the top of the mountain, looking out at the sea there, playing this air.
Perfect.
Cashed in the Blarney, and they're travelling through Blarney.
Paddy Maloney, it's great to talk to you.
Carol, great. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.